Mokhtarvik, the replacement village for Nutaq residents, is currently without a commercial runway. Without regular flights to the community, that has meant limited groceries and no mail delivery. But worse, it has prevented medevac planes from being able to land, lengthening the time it takes for people to receive emergency medical care. Village leaders say the lack of an airport contributed to at least one resident's death. The Nutaq Native Corporation's attorney, Sam Fortier, says the State Department of Transportation made an initial offer to buy the land for an airstrip in Mokhtarvik back in early February. That's over 7 months ago. And he said even for contract negotiations, 7 months is a long time.
It is, especially when you consider how badly Nutaq needs its runway.
He says the corporation disagreed with the state's original appraisal of the land. But also, Fortier says there was a parcel of land that the state wanted the subsurface rights to. Fortier says that land contained 600,000 cubic yards of gravel.
The state thought it was going to walk away with the gravel, and it didn't get to.
Instead, the Nutaq Native Corporation will keep the subsurface rights for the gravel, which it plans to sell to the state's contractor to build the airport. Plus, the corporation convinced the state to reappraise the land. It will now receive $330,000 in the sale. This impressed Fortier, an attorney who has represented village corporations for decades.
I think this is the first time I've ever seen this successful negotiation on the part of a village corporation. My hat is totally off to the Nutaq Native Corporation Board.
Transportation Department spokesperson Shannon McCarthy declined to comment on the deal, citing federal laws prohibiting providing details about acquisitions. McCarthy said earlier that the Mokhtarvik airstrip will cost between $30 to $40 million to build, with over 90% of that money coming from the federal government. She said construction would begin by spring of 2021 and be finished by fall of 2022. For Lisa Charles, a Nutaq Native Corporation board member and Mokhtarvik resident, the runway's completion can't come soon enough.
I wish it could get done faster because we really need the airport over here.
Charles says she is looking forward to getting her mail, groceries, and being one step closer to the hospital. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.